So I introduce to some, present to others, none other than this woman of God, the servant of God, none other than Pastor Angela Letitia Holt. I know it's Letitia. I call her Letitia. But Angela Letitia Holt Dixon. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Come on, put your hands together. We welcome her to this place. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Angela. Amen. Come on, Pastor Angela.
Amen. God bless you. Wish we could have met out in the park, but to God be the glory. Amen. For the great things he has done and will continue to do. Amen. In all of our lives. Amen. I just greet you. It's so good to see you. Amen. And so good to see AGAT family and our Facebook family today. Amen. We give God praise. If we could just go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just honor your name. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. Lord, that your grace is sufficient. God, that you are all that we need. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Right now, we ask, God, that you would speak to and through me, that you might have your way, God. Lord, you know what we need. God, you know the nourishment, you know the exact foods, the everything that we need right now, God. So we ask, God, I ask that you would just fill us on high, God. Fill us, God, that you would just fill our cups this morning. Help them to overflow by your word, by your presence.
Yes, Jesus.
We give you praise, God. We give you glory.
Yes, Jesus.
We give you honor.
Yes, Jesus.
In the magnificent name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
let's, Lord, give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, God. Mm, yes, I thank, Lord, God. Amen. I thank God for this song, that he knows our,
yes,
name,
Lord.
Aren't you grateful that God knows your name this,
yes,
morning?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He knows your name.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We don't own the rights to this music or this song, but it's called "That He Knows My Name."
Yes, Lord.
He knows my name. Just a very short chorus. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we give you praise, God, that you know our name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
yes,
our name.
Yes,
so,
Jesus,
many people, they doubt you, God. But I'm so grateful that I can't live without you, God.
Yes, Jesus.
That is why I love you so, God. Thank you for being real to me, for,
yes,
being,
Lord,
real to us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise. I thank God for the word of God on this morning. And I thank God for this month, even Clergy Appreciation Month.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Thank God for even Bishop Carl. Let's give God a hand praise,
bless
for
you,
him.
Bless,
thank
you. God bless you. God bless,
amen,
you,
for our leader.
Yes,
amen,
you,
here at this,
thank,
church.
You.
We,
yes,
thank God for,
thank
him.
You, Lord,
and
God. Yes,
just,
Lord,
for all of what God is doing. Amen.
Yes,
in,
yes,
his,
yes,
life. And,
yes,
clergy all over the world, we,
yes,
give,
Jesus,
God praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to be before you long, but I just ask God to have his way on this word on today.
Yes,
How many know that we have the victory, right? Yes, Jesus. We have the victory in Jesus'
name. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know that God is up to something good when the enemy tries to stop you.
Yes.
And this morning, everything was going fine. And then something happened. The enemy just threw a monkey wrench and almost made me lose something. Jesus. That I had paid a good price for.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank God that I found it.
Thank you,
somebody,
Lord.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So we give God praise today.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
But God quickened to my spirit,
even
piggybacking off of our Bible study,
yes, Lord,
that the topic for today is your name written in the book of life? Somebody yes. say that. Is your name
written
in the book of life?
In the book of life.
Jesus,
my God.
This is a sobering message,
yes,
but it is a much needed,
yes,
poignant message,
yes,
for
Lord.
This hour, for this time.
Yes, Lord.
It's a song that says, be very sure.
Yes.
Be very sure that your anchor holds,
yes, Lord,
and grips the solid rock.
Yes, Lord.
So we want to be sure today,
yes, Lord,
that your name is written in the book of life. If you have your Bibles, if you could turn to Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. And it reads, and I saw a great white throne, and the one sitting on it, the earth. Amen. That's a different translation, but it's all good. I'll read from the King James Version. Thank you, Elijah. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Jesus. If your name is not written in the book of life, Jesus, you won't be going up to heaven with the Lord, but you will be cast, like the Bible says, into the lake. And that's where none of us want to go, saints. Jesus, none of us want to go. But I want to back up a bit. Most of us like to see our names written in a book, right? We like to see, wow, my name, I see Angela, wow, I see Carl, I see Charles, or, you know, it's something striking about that. Some of us have even written books, book or books, and it touches us when you see your name, okay? It kind of sparks something in your spirit or in your heart, especially when you see it in, excuse me, in a positive note. But more importantly, at the end, when our name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, that's going to be even profound, because, saints, it is going to be written. God says he's going to write our name in that book if we know him. So moving on to the first point, if your name is not written, you will be judged. Jesus, if your name is not written in the book, I'm talking about unbelievers, then you will be judged. Aisha, you can take it down right now for a moment. Thank you. In Hebrews 2:3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. So how are we going to escape if we neglect salvation? If God has given us an opportunity, but we say, oh, I don't have time. I don't need that. You haven't accepted the Lord. You've failed to care or to properly care for Christ in your life, to say, Lord, I want you in my life. You've neglected, thank you, Jesus, the gift that God has freely given to us. Jesus, we're going to be judged. He also says in Hebrews 12:25, it says, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ that speaketh from heaven. Thank you, God. God is saying, hear his voice. Don't turn away. Accept him into your life now while you have an opportunity. Jesus, because if you don't accept Christ, heaven won't be our home. Jesus. And I believe right now on Zoom, I'm speaking to the household of faith. But there's others out there who haven't accepted Christ. Jesus, your name will not be written there. Thank you, God. I want to read off some examples of people who will be judged. Some examples of people who will be judged. It says ordinary men and women will be judged. Those who are the average and common people of the earth. I just want to make it plain, though. God sees all of us as his dear children. But some of us, it may seem that we're common or average, but I just want to break it down. When we say common or average, we may be thinking of the blue collar worker, the employees and workers of the earth. They will be judged. Those who commit the sins that society considers somewhat small and sometimes understandable, sins of selfishness, hoarding, Jesus. Banking, meaning financially you're doing things that are not right. Complaining, laziness, slothfulness, indifference, arguing, gossiping, backbiting, criticizing, immorality, stealing, and lying. They shall be judged. I just want to make a point here. All of us fall short and do these things from time to time. But if you are habitually doing these things and you haven't said, Lord, I want to change, but if you're constantly and you don't want to change, then you will be judged. Thank you, Lord. So those things, again, are selfishness, hoarding. And when I saw that example of hoarding, I said, wow, that's something that God will judge people on. Yes, because hoarding, especially if you know better, you accumulate all these things. I want all of this, and I don't care who else wants it, and things of that nature. But hoarding, Jesus, is a sin. Jesus, hoarding is a sin. I do recall this one show when people have a hoarding this, and you go in their home or something, and you see this, and it's like, oh my God. But it's a problem because you're overdoing things, okay? And you're outrightly being selfish and you haven't accepted really Christ's forgiveness in your heart, okay? Thank you, Lord. Other things, situation, it says, great men and women will be judged. Those who are in positions of authority, managers, foremen, supervisors, officers of corporations, officers of businesses, rulers and kings, They all shall be judged. Thank you, Lord. Those who misuse their authority, abuse, and take advantage of others, who ignore and neglect others, and in some cases destroy or even kill others, they shall what? Be judged. Those who sin with a daring and a flair, who love their sin and just revel in it. They're proud of their sin.
My God.
They're flamboyant in their sin.
Jesus.
We see so much. We're living in a sinful, adulterous generation. Jesus.
Jesus.
Where people are not modest. Thank you, God. They're not ashamed. They think what's right, what's wrong is right. And what's right is wrong. But God says they will be judged.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
It says every unbeliever, listen carefully, every unbeliever on the face of the earth will stand before God and be judged. No matter how small or how great, the unbeliever shall stand before the great white throne, Jesus. That's going to be a big, great white throne, Jesus. And you're going to stand there. If you have not, God has given you time, given us time right now to say, Lord, I want to accept you, God. Help me to accept you. But if you don't, you're going to stand right before that throne, Jesus, and be sentenced. So one other point, it says, no unbeliever will be exempt. No unbeliever will be overlooked or missed.
My God.
All unbelievers, each in his own time, will be called forward by name.
Minister that word.
And face him who sits upon the throne.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
My God.
We're going to face him. You may think you're getting away with it in the court system, Jesus, and other places, but you won't get away this time. You're going to stand right there and face the Lord judgment seat. It says, every, listen, unbeliever will have his day in the great triumphum of God, Jesus. So God is saying, if you don't want to encounter that, accept him now, Jesus. Accept him while you have time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. If your name is not written, you will be separated from God. Jesus. Jesus, it's so hard. I know I don't want to be separated from my family now, right? Jesus, how many of you don't, you love your family. You love your friends. You love the Lord. But if you don't, if your name is not in that book,
no,
you're going to be separated from God forever. In Matthew 25:41.
Take your time.
25:41. It reads, then shall he say unto them on the left, Jesus, on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, I know this is a hard word today, but God wants, he wants your name to stay in the book, to be written in that book. Jesus, he wants your name, my name, your name to be in that book. Thank you, God. It says, because we Jesus. Have departed from our God, our name is blotted out of the book.
Oh my God.
While I was doing this study, it's a scripture that reads, everyone who is born in the earth,
Jesus.
God writes their name. He writes your name in the book, Jesus. Your name is written in that book. But when we sin, I'm going to get to that scripture, it's blotted out. Just like you take a dark marker and blot it out. You don't see that name anymore.
My God, Jesus.
Jesus.
Is your name written?
Jesus.
My God.
Exodus 32. You can write that down. Turn to that. Exodus 32, verses 32 and 33. Excuse me one second. Fine. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Take your time.
Amen. Here it is. Exodus 32, verses 32 through 33. It says, "Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Whosoever have sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." Jesus, him will I blot out of my book. So you know what? God is the best writer. Ooh, Jesus. He's creative. He's thorough. He's intuitive. He's the best writer. And he writes our names right in that book. Jesus. But Lord, I don't want to sin against you, Lord. I don't want my name written, blotted out, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't want my name blotted out. And the other scripture is Psalm 69, 28. It says, "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous."
Word.
Jesus, word. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. This is Psalm 69, 28. This is scripture. It says, "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous." Jesus,
Lord, help us.
The unrighteous will not be written with the righteous.
Yes, Jesus.
And we're only righteous when we receive Christ, hallelujah, into our heart, saints, and yes. Individuals.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. So let's receive them today. Jesus. The next point, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will be forever without the love of God.
Jesus.
Forever. Without the love of God. God yes. loves us so much.
Yes, Lord.
He loves us that he died on the cross for our sins.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He loves us. In 1 John 4, 7, and 8, it reads, "Beloved, let us love one another."
One another. Yes, Lord.
For love is yes, of God. God.
Yes, Lord.
And everyone that loveth is born of God.
Yes, Lord.
And knoweth God. If we loveth not, we don't know God, because God is love.
He's
right?
Love. Yes, he
God
is
love. He's if love. You got love in you, it came from God. It didn't come from the enemy. That's God's love within you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
So if you want your name written in the book of life, I'm sorry, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will be forever without the love of God. But I want the love of God. I pray yes. you want the love of God. You yes, want your Lord. Name to be written.
Yes, Lord.
You don't want God's love taken away
no, Lord.
From you.
Let it be written. Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
On the other side, or on the other hand, just like God has, he's going to have the righteous on the right, the unrighteous on the left. It says on another point on the other side, be very sure your name is written in the book of life. Be very sure.
Oh my God.
Not unsure, but very sure.
Lord, keep us.
One point that you can really be sure is by accepting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Lord. Romans 10. Verse 9 reads, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord,
and shall believe in thine heart
yes,
that God hath raised him
yes,
from
Lord.
The dead,
yes, Lord,
thou shalt be saved." That's
yes,
all
Lord.
God is asking. He said, if you will confess with your mouth
My
the
God.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And believe in your heart
I believe, Lord,
that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, yes, I confess.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. Then I'm saved.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God wants you to believe that. Then you can stand on, because you believe that, you can stand on
yes,
Luke
Lord.
chapter 10, verses 20.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Luke 10, verse 20.
Yes, Lord.
And it reads, notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Your names.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Is written in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
My God. He said, don't rejoice over other things. You can rejoice, but rejoice that your name is written in the book of life.
Yes, Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord. My name
just
is
give him. God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Another point that we can be very sure that our name is written in the book of life is by always being ready when God comes or calls. Jesus, it's a song that says, I want to be ready, Lord. I want to be ready.
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 Ready when the Savior calls my name. I'm not speaking, I won't go anytime soon, but just to be ready,
be ready.
Just to be ready.
Yes,
Jesus. In Matthew 24:44, it reads, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Thanks. He's coming, and he could come anytime. We may think, oh, I got time, you know. I could do all what I want to do. I could say all what I want to say. But God is saying, be ready. Just be ready. Be ready. Have your oil ready. Thank you, God. Have things ready. So when God comes or calls, we're not, oh, God, I'm not ready. I want to be prepared. I want to be prepared. I want to be set and positioned and stationed and ready, because I want my name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. Coming to a close, by always trusting and waiting and witnessing for God. That's another way that we will know, God, I'm ready, and I know, God, even as I'm sharing the good news, I want others to have their name written in the book of life, right? I want to be a witness. God says, be his witnesses. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Yes, some are called to be pastors, but if he saved you, that's a witness. You can be a witness and tell somebody about God. You can share the good news that Jesus is alive, that he loves us, that he has a plan and a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we serve a great and mighty God, saints. God wants you to be very sure your name is written. We don't have time. It's an old song that I would hear my husband, they sang at deliverance. All is left is time, right? To live for who? Jesus. No more time to walk in my own way. God is saying to get right. To get right. What you going to do if you wait? What? Too late to get your heart right with God. Hallelujah. So I don't know about you, saints, but I know that I want my name. I know you want your name written in the book of life, right? You want your name written up there. You want your name written, because I don't want to go to that other place. Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. Jesus, it's enough of that up here, right? I want to go where Jesus is in his time. But the main thing, just make sure your name is written. Receive Christ, hallelujah, into your life and say, God, I need you. I trust you. I wait on you, Lord. I want to serve you all the days of my life. Can we just give God a praise? Hallelujah. Let's just give God a praise this afternoon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, we need you in our hearts, God. We need you in our minds, God. We need you in our soul, God. We need you in our spirit, God. We thank you, God, because without you, Lord, we could do nothing. Without you, God, our lives would be like a ship, God, like a ship without a sail. So, Lord, help us to be ready. Help us to know when you open that book, God, the book of life, our names will not be blotted out, but our names will be visibly there. Hallelujah. And we won't have to be under the judgment, God, because we have accepted you into our lives. So, Lord, we give you praise, God. We thank you now. We honor you this day, God. Be very sure, saints,
yes, Lord,
your name has been written. As that is not blotted out, but that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes, Lord.
We give God praise. Let's just give the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your most holy word. God.
Thank you for your word. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to be ready, Lord, when you come a call. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You could say, oh, death, right? Where is thy sting? Oh, grave.
Yes, Lord.
Where is thy victory? Knowing that we have the victory,
yes,
in
Lord,
the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
let's
Lord,
thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. As Bishop Carl comes back, we give God praise for him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen,
you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. 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 As a songwriter would say, had written, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I didn't write that. That's by an author. I believe that's a hymn. But I want to be ready. I want to be ready, church, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Thank you, each and every one who have joined us today. We pray that the word of the Lord has touched your heart. Pastor Angie, let's give God praise for that word right where you're at. Oh, my God, we praise you, Lord God. Thank you for that inspiring word. Listen, we've been blowing the trumpet. We've been blowing the trumpet and sounding off the fact that God is no joke. The Lord is no joke. And he's coming back for the church. Listen, he's coming back for the church. He's coming back. And I believe that God is challenging the church to get right, to get back. I visited a church. Listen, I had opportunity to go to a funeral, and I had opportunity to visit the actual church service, which we hadn't been in a long time, over a year. And went to the funeral, and I saw the saint of God laying down in that casket. And I know she wasn't there. The body was there. The shell was there. But her soul is gone on to be with the Lord. I listen, when I close my eyes, my late Bishop James Everett said, would always say, when I close my eyes, I want it to be said that he is well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the presence of God. I want that to be said of me. I don't want to be, I don't want when I stand before God that he's opening the book on the left. I want to be on his right side. Mm-hmm. We heard the word today. I want to be on his right side. Yeah. We ministered that word also on in our Bible study on Wednesday about the great white throne judgment of God. Mm-hmm. Listen, listen. That latter part of Revelation is for the unrighteous. That's a judgment for the unrighteous. Chapter 21 of Revelation is going to talk about the righteous.
Okay.
When we stand before God.
Yes.
Man, that's going to be awesome.
Yes. Yes.
But Pastor Angie ministered a powerful word. It's time. This is the time is when? Now. Now. The time is now. You let them into the altar. You let them into to receive Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't.
But if you didn't received Jesus Christ yet in your heart, I want to say this prayer. And if you did, and you said, I need to rededicate my life to God.
Yes.
Just close your eyes.
Yes.
Bow your head.
Yes.
And really mean business with God. Really be sincere. Don't play with God. Don't say I'm do it today and then tomorrow we're gonna do it differently. But really mean it with God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Lord God, I'm sorry for my sins.
Sorry for my sins.
I need you right now. Please. Forgive me all of my sins. When you come for me, Lord, I want to be ready. I want my heart to be ready. I want my mind to be ready. I want my soul to be ready. Forgive me, Jesus. And as you forgive me, Lord God, I forgive all those who've done wrong to me.
Yes.
Because your word says, God, I can't go to heaven with unforgiveness.
Yes.
And so I forgive those.
I forgive those.
Because I want my final destiny to be with you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
For coming into my heart. Thank you for saving me. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making my life brand new. And I love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Father, as each and every one of those individuals that said that prayer and meant it from their heart.
Mm-hmm.
They were touched by your word, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, seal the power of your love and grace in their hearts right now. Mm-hmm. Cause them right now, God, to slip your hand up right now and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for coming into my heart. Let's lift your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you for coming into my heart right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Thank you for saving my life.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And God, keep them by the power of your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is authority.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And God, I speak your word, God,
mm-hmm.
that you'll keep them safe from the enemy, safe from tricks,
mm-hmm.
safe from snares,
yes.
safe from spam,
mm-hmm.
safe from tricks,
yes, Jesus.
Safe from those who would try to steal their identity.
Yes.
First of all, in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
God, I pray that you'll send the angels of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that you would encamp around those who love you, those of you who've committed their lives to you, Father.
Yes,
protect,
Lord.
Them
protect them
from sickness, hurt, harm, and danger.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for healing in their bodies right now. That leg, that arm. Oh God, that mind, that kidney right now,
Jesus.
That high blood pressure, oh God, that sugar diabetes, that cancer.
Yes, Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, you're the God that heals all of my diseases.
Mm-hmm.
That young man, that young woman who've been wrongly accused and went to prison.
Jesus.
That young man or that woman who faced a crime, but Lord God is in prison
mm-hmm.
and don't know what to do. Father, touch their lives, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Meet them right where they are,
oh God. Them, God.
Deliver them from the snares of the enemy, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray, oh God, for every family, name by name, Father. I'm not going to start naming names, but you know everyone that's under
Lord.
The sound of our voice.
Yes.
God, save and deliver them right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the power of God, we speak your word and we declare your word, God.
Mm, yes,
and you're God, and above you there is no other.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
Thank you.
Deliverance and victory. And even as we read earlier, the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be unto God, who what? Giveth us the victory through what? Christ Jesus. We have the victory, church.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for each and every one of you who joined us and stayed with us. And we're getting ready to end. But I pray that you are blessed by the word of God. I pray that you are blessed by the speaking. Amen. Pastor Angie, she blessed us so much. I'm going to have her do the closing. And then we're going to proceed. But if you're out there, listen, the work of God takes money. It takes money. You don't see what's driving this ministry. You don't see, but it takes money. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you get an opportunity, those who are members of Abundant Grace and Truth Church, we need your tithe, your 10%, your tithe of your giving, of your living. That's what the word says. 10% belongs to God. We ask you to please be faithful and give to our church. You can give through Cash App, $AGAT Church. Go on Cash App and give it that way. Or else you can mail it check or money order. Don't send cash, please. You can send it to Agat Church, A-G-A-T Church. Write the check for money order out to Agat Church, A-G-A-T Church, 26 Walnut Street, Teaneck, New Jersey, 07666. We need monies and finances to continue the work of God.
Yes.
We need it.
Yes.
We got to have it. Pastor Carl and Pastor Angie, we're not under the salary of the church. The church doesn't bless us with anything. Unless God touch your heart and you want to send something, that's about it. We are no salary for all, how many years? 20 what? What years? Yeah. We're not. We should be. But we thank God for your giving, ways of giving. You always go to our website. Lisha, you don't have to put that up, but you'll always go to our website, agatchurch.org. Agatchurch. Get more information about us, what God is doing in Jesus' name. Pastor Andrew, I'm going to let you go ahead and close us out as we continue on in the Lord. And those of you who are on Zoom, if you'd like to stay on for just a moment, as soon as we finish the closing prayer, we're going to disconnect from Facebook. But we ask those who are on Zoom, if you'd like to stay with us for just a moment, we appreciate that. Okay, Pastor Angie, go ahead.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you coming on today. We pray that the word of God blessed you and that you won't only be hearers but doers and meditate on the word of God. I know that I have and will continue to do. Amen. So we just thank God. Let's just bow our heads and our hearts in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for giving us 24 days in October. Thank you for keeping us, for blessing, for performing miracles, for healing our bodies, soul, minds, and spirits. Lord, continue to have your way. Help us, God, to be very sure our names are written in the book of life, God. Keep us, Lord, and we shall be kept. Now repeat after me. Now unto the King.
Unto the King.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Immortal.
Immortal.
Invisible.
Invisible.
The only wise God. The
only wise God.
Be honor and glory.
The honor and glory.
Dominion and power.
Dominion and power.
Both now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And precious Holy Spirit.
Precious Holy Spirit.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord. God bless you.
God bless
those you. Those who are on Facebook. Amen. And podcast. Thank you.
Amen.